So we're northbound along Verplank Point. We just left King Marine, where we saw Sheen. And now the surface here is covered with these little almost particles of oil. But you can see that there's a layer because you can part that layer. The whole surface has a layer of oil on it. And we started noticing it at Verplank Point. And now we're headed north towards Indian Point.
A Riverkeeper patrol boat surveyed oil spills in the Hudson River after a large explosion of a transformer at Indian Point on May 9th. The fire shut down one of the reactors, Indian Point 3. It was the third transformer fire in 8 years, totally beyond the norm for problems at nuclear reactors, but Indian Point 3 went back online on Memorial Day anyway with a new transformer. This even though questions remain about the cause of the fire. At the Left Forum in New York City, anti-nuclear activists gathered to voice concerns. Tim Judson is executive director of the Nuclear Information and Resource Service.
What also happened as a result of that was there were thousands of gallons of oil that were spilled into the Hudson River, creating a real environmental problem. But also what happened was that because of all the water that was used to put out the fire, they actually flooded a room of electrical equipment that supplies power to the safety systems of the plant. And that has caused the federal government to come in and start doing a special inspection.
A spokesperson for Indian Point's owner, Entergy Corporation, said water from his sprinkler system flows to a floor drain in the electrical room by design, but didn't drain as quickly as expected. Judson said the flooding of the electrical room is one of the things that could cause a meltdown.
The other problem with it is that Entergy, the company that owns the plant, was supposed to have discovered issues just like this 2 years ago after the Fukushima meltdowns when they were required to do evaluations of flooding problems at the plant. And the fact that they missed this is a real sign that Entergy is systemically mismanaging this reactor. And I think that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is starting to see that there is really some really huge problems sort of beyond, sort of beneath the surface at this plant.
Indian Point Unit 2 reactor has been operating under an expired federal license since 2013, and Unit 3's license will expire later this year. The NRC held a public meeting after the accident, addressing Neil Sheehan with the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. One woman pointed out that during Sandy, evacuation would have been impossible.
You had no buses and no trains. Both the mayor of New York stopped the trains. The county exec at Camino stopped the buses. You had trees all over the road, so you had actually zero evacuation possibility. And yet Indian Point still ran. My question is that really a safe thing to do? Is that part of your rules? Thank you.
On that question, we rely on FEMA with respect to the ability to on-site evacuate. I recognize that I understand the concern.
Catherine Skopik, Legislative Committee Chair of Shutdown Indian Point Now, said people who spoke were so angry that Indian Point seems to be irresponsible with safety measures. For example, electrical cables don't provide the protection called for by NRC guidelines.
They're supposed to have one-hour rated cables, fire-rated cables, and Indian Point requested an exemption from NRC to have a 24-minute rated cable. So we think that things of that nature show lack of concern for the public.
Another area of concern is the Algonquin gas pipeline. It's a high-pressure pipeline approved by FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, in March near the Indian Point nuclear facility.
That's going to go in 105 feet from Indian Point, and a lot of people spoke out about that. And a representative of the NRC interrupted the flow of testimony and said, well, let me say a word about this pipeline. I want you to know that that's FERC's decision. We had nothing to do with that.
My name is Ellen Weinberg. The NRC signed off on Entergy's analysis, which enabled FERC to move through the approval process.
Ellen Weininger got up and gave testimony and said that she had discovered that the NRC had given a nod to FERC. that they had given the okay for FERC to come in and do that. So those are two instances that show us that we should not necessarily be putting our trust in NRC and Indian Point, because they have shown time and time again that they do not have the interests of the people at heart.
Entergy's application for 20-year extensions is being challenged by the New York State Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman. It's also being challenged by the environmental group Riverkeeper. And the New York City Council has joined in. It introduced a resolution calling on the NRC to reject the relicensing of Indian Point 2 and 3 so the reactors will cease operations.
This is the first that New York City has shown their interest in wanting Indian Point closed, so we are very, very happy about this.
According to activists, what New Yorkers can do to shut down Indian Point is contact your local council member. Ask them to support Resolution 0694 not to reissue a license for Indian Point. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.